Executives we spoke to represented major hospitals such as Straub in Queens, community clinics, and the health insurance industry. Here are just a few of the takeaways from a wide-ranging conversation. The federal government influences local health care in profound ways. Short term, expect Hawaii's leaders to try to balance the benefits of our prepaid health care act with the requirements of the federal Affordable Care Act. In the long term, Hawaii faces as much as $838 million in cuts to Medicare reimbursements over the next 15 years. This will have to be made up somehow. The healthcare industry is moving from a fee-for-service model to a fee-for-quality model. This, too, is pushed along by the Affordable Care Act. Electronic medical records are seen as essential to improving care, but there's a challenge. According to the executives we spoke with, there are 16 different types of electronic medical record systems in use in Hawaii, and large numbers of patients treated in emergency rooms have no records at all. Hawaii's doctor shortage continues to be a challenge. Even a system as large as Queens is short on oncologists and cardiologists. But consider yourself lucky if you're a Honolulu resident. The shortage remains particularly acute on the neighbor islands. Experts are looking into better team care and streamlined referral systems to help take the pressure off of these underserved communities. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief Acam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.